A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Stephen, filled with grace and power, was working great wonders and signs among the people. Certain members of the so-called synagogue of freedmen, Cyrenians and Alexandrians, and people from Sicily and Asia came forward to debate with Stephen. But they could not withstand the wisdom and the spirit with which he spoke. When they instigated some men to say, "We have heard him speaking blasphemous words against Moses and God," they stirred up the people, the elders and the scribes, accosted him, seized him, and brought him before the Sanhedrin. They presented false witnesses who testified, "This man never stopped saying things against this holy place and the law. We have heard him claim that this Jesus, the Nazarene, will destroy this place and change the customs that Moses handed down to us." All those who sat in the Sanhedrin looked intently at him and saw that his face was like that, a face of an angel. The word of the Lord. Blessed are they who follow the law of the Lord. Blessed are they who follow the law of the Lord. Though princes meet and talk against me, your servant meditates on your statutes. Yes, your decrees are my delight. They are my counselors. Blessed are they who follow the law of the Lord. I declared my ways and you answered me. Teach me your statutes. Make me understand the way of your precepts, and I will meditate on your wondrous deeds. Blessed are they who follow the law of the Lord. Remove from me the way of falsehood and favor me with your law. The way of truth I have chosen. I have set your ordinances before me. Blessed are they who follow the law of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. After Jesus had fed the 5,000 men, his disciples saw him walking on the sea. The next day, the crowd that remained across the sea saw that he had only one boat there, and that Jesus had not gone along with his disciples in the boat, but only his disciples had left. Other boats came from Tiberias, near the place where they had eaten the bread and the Lord gave thanks. When the crowd saw that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they themselves got into the boat and came to Capernaum looking for Jesus. When they found him across the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you get here?" And Jesus answered them and said, "Amen, I say to you, you are looking for me not because you saw signs, but because you ate the loaves and were filled. Do not work for food that perishes, but for food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For on him the Father, God, has set his seal." So they said to him, "What can we do to accomplish the works of God?" And Jesus answered and said to them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in the one whom he sent." The Gospel of the Lord. And so today Jesus is yelling at the people, if you will, as he has a habit of doing lots of times. He says, "You're looking for me because you saw signs, not because you saw signs, but because you ate the loaves and were filled. Do not work for food that perishes, but food for endures to eternal life." So he's calling us to work for eternal salvation more than we work for the things of the world. Again, years ago, I was with a kid, and we were out there playing racquetball. No one does it anymore. We used to 35 years ago. And the kid beat me, and anyway, he sat there and he says, "I work out 2 hours every day on my body." And I go, "Ooh." I said, "Can I ask you a question?" He goes, "Yeah." I said, "How much time do you work out in your soul every day?" He goes, "Honestly?" I go, "Honestly." He goes, "About 5 minutes." I said, "Oh, so you work out 2 hours every day so you can have your six-pack. Ooh, look at me, I got a six-pack. Shut up, I got a case. But anyway, so you work out every day for your six-pack. But to eternal life, you might give 5 minutes. I said, "I think your priorities are messed up." But that's what all of us. We all put things in the things we like and do, and then sometimes for our spiritual life, what's the least I can do that I get to go to heaven? Everything else, forget it. God is calling us to go deeper. And one of the ways, isn't it interesting the way he says in the gospel today that they were fed because he gave thanks. that God feeds us and gives miracles in our lives when we give thanks. It isn't from the gimme, 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 but the thank you, thank you, thank you. So as we're focusing on our spiritual life, is my spiritual life more gimme, 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 or thank you, thank you, thank you? May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let's stand in